The Jim Brickman Show.
Today in the Brickman Book Club, it is a perfect read just in time for back to school night or open house. It's a brand new book called Class Mom, and it's about what it's really like to be the classroom mother, not all field trips and parties. It's from author and 25-year broadcasting veteran Lori Gelman. She is here to share her experiences about the book. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, but I disagree. I think it is all field trips and parties.
Well, the emails in the book may paint a different picture. Can you share some of your experiences as a class mom and how they made it into the book?
Well, the emails that are in the book are almost verbatim to the ones that I sent to my class when I was a class mom. And I did it because I was always so bored reading the class mom emails because they basically just cut and paste what the Parents Association asks them to put in, and everybody's is the same, and it's just a grocery list of things you need to do. And I thought, you know, how do you get people to really want to read the class mom emails? So the first one I wrote, you know, I said, hey, we're going to need Jell-O shots for the parent night, and who's bringing the keg, and, you know, a lot of like sort of really acerbic, snarky things. And it really took off. So when I was writing the book, I didn't want any of my personal things or personal experiences to be in the book, but I did want the emails and sort of the snarky attitude that I had.
And one thing that people may not realize is that being the class mom means that you're the liaison between the parents and teacher. So I'm sure you get a lot of emails. So like what's the craziest one you ever got from a parent?
Do you know what's funny? I don't remember getting crazy emails. I was the one that sent the crazy emails. The emails I got back were like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? Everybody was so confused at first. They didn't know what to expect. And then they finally sort of got used to my sense of humor. And then all of a sudden I would get these funny emails back from parents. And, you know, everybody sort of got on the bandwagon.
And you say that being the class mom was the hardest job you ever had. Was there anything about it that was easy?
Oh, there was lots about it I enjoyed. I mean, I loved being in the classroom with my children, getting to see them in that environment. You learn a lot about your kids when you see them and they get to a point where they forget you're there and they're interacting with other people. It was really cool. And I loved getting to know all the parents, because that's what really your job is, to know all the parents and know their kids and know things about them. And, you know, there were a lot of good things, but the bad things sort of were the funnier things that happened.
Yeah, Lori, I love this. You got fired from your volunteer position as class mom. How did that happen?
Yes, Jim. Thank you for throwing salt in my wound. I did get fired from being class mom. What happened was I'd done it for 4 years and I was through. I was done being class mom. And they literally begged me to come back for the fifth year. They said, please, everybody loves you as class mom. And the people that were begging me to come back had never read my emails. So I went back. I said, okay. And I did my usual shtick. And there was one parent who just did not get my humor, did not appreciate my humor. And she went to the head of the school, and I was just fired, basically fired from being a class mom, from a volunteer job.
Okay, so Lori, let's get into more of the book, Class Mom. It's set in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to set it in the Midwest?
Because I think that being a class mom is an equal opportunity slap in the face. There's nobody that, you know, says, oh, I loved it. I would do it 10 times more. It was the greatest job. And so I didn't want to put it in New York, where I think a lot of books have taken place and it's sort of played out. And Kansas City, Missouri is very close to the geographic center of the United States. So I thought, you know, if it's equal opportunity, then if I put it somewhere in the Midwest, everybody is going to sort of relate to it.
And did you talk to any class moms now to get any ideas or inspiration?
I did. I talked to a lot of my friends who are still doing the job from all across the country, just to make sure that it wasn't just my experience that was crazy. And to the one, they all said, oh, no, it is exactly how you're describing. It's the craziest job. There are some good parts to it, obviously, but everybody's got a horrendous story about something that happened during their time as class mom.
So you got a rave review in the New York Times. Does that mean you have plans for a sequel?
You know, I said I wouldn't write another book. But yeah, I think I will, because people have enjoyed Jen Dixon, my protagonist, so much. And they feel like they can relate to her. She's sort of the girl everybody wants to be friends with. So I think I may take it out of the classroom. I'm not sure yet. Or I may just continue her time as class mom. But I think I got another book in me about Jen Dixon for sure.
And if you had one thing you wanted readers to get out of the novel Class Mom, what would it be?
I think that just realize what a thankless job it is. And if your class mom puts any effort into anything, just thank her. Give her a nod. Tell her you appreciate the work that she's doing. And if she sends you an email, answer it. Read it and answer it. Acknowledge it. Let her know that you've at least heard her.
Thanks a lot, Lori. Class Mom by Lori Gelman is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you get your books. And it may not inspire you to be the class mom, but I assure you, you will appreciate whoever does decide to take on that job. Thanks a lot for stopping by, Lori.
Thanks, Jim.
It's a Jim Brickman Show.